Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Reflections. Tonight is one of those nights.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all. Hallelujah.
Glory to the King of Kings. We worship You this day. Oh,
to Reflections tonight. It's been a whirlwind week with snow and so many things going on. The roads are still covered with snow, but we thank God for tonight. It's been a minute since we've been on the broadcast, and so we're starting out again in 2016, believing God for great things. My name is Minister Nona. I am a graduate of All Nations for Christ Bible Institute in Benin City, Nigeria, missionary to the nations. And our motto is 5 of you will chase 100 and 100 of you will chase 10,000. And with that promise of the Lord Jesus Christ saying that we would literally see our enemies fall before us. And so when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord promised us and reminded us that we would see them literally fall before us. And tonight I'm wanting to share with you with regards to prayer in desert places and how that prayer in desert places produces hidden treasures throughout the day and in the coming days that you have spent time in prayer. And if you remember the Lord Jesus Christ, he spent a lot of time. It says he got up, he arose a great while before day, and he went off into a solitary place or a desert place. And that place was a place that was not so much occupied with the noises or the noise of the world or the chatter of the disciples or the chatter of the crowds that were following him. But they were solitary places where he could get alone and he could pray and he could hear the Father very clearly for his instructions for that day. And I'm beginning to learn myself that when we spend that quality time in those desert places and we really trust God to show us what the day has in store, we see so many things unfold before us that's really miraculous. Let me read this to you. The way had to be prepared, and it could be prepared by prayer. He sensed something new was about to begin, and so in the morning, at a great while before day, he rose up and went out and departed into a desert place and there prayed. Our Lord thus prepared himself by prayer for his first departure on a missionary tour. This would be the morning of the first day of the week, a great while before day. He left the scene of excitement. He left the scene of everybody pressing towards him, wanting to be a part of what he was doing, a part of the excitement, as it were. And it goes on to say that was not a time for preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The miracles attracted attention to him, but they were not the object for which he came. They were necessary as means of stirring and awakening men's minds and of fixing their attention upon him and upon the great salvation which he came to reveal. And so he left the miracles to do their subordinate work, and he himself went into a desert place. And in doing that he might pray with more quiet and less distraction. And you know for yourself that if you take that time or you get in the habit of prayer and you get up a great while before day, and if you have kids and the house is quiet, you know what it's like when you begin to just meditate in the word or minister to the Lord or lie prostrate before him. And so many times I've seen in prayer how we can go, oh my gosh, we get started and we just chatter, 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 chatter. But prayer is a two-way conversation. And it's almost like we can't emphasize that enough, that if we are the ones who are constantly talking in prayer, we're not listening. We're not listening at all, because it's in that moment when we are praying and when we are listening for the Father's voice and listening for his directions that we can really get solid direction for the day. God wants to sometimes interrupt our day. And I'll take tonight for an example. I knew that tonight was my first broadcast for the year.
And we do this thing that's called the Well on Friday nights. And I went to the Well, and Well is a time of praying and prophesying and waiting on the Lord. And it was glorious. And as I saw this lady in the sanctuary, and she looked at me, and she kind of looked away, and she looked at me again, and she went and she sat down. And she has some issues, clinical issues. And, of course, I knew that, but she's also very friendly. And so as I was in my seat after the evening service was over, the Well service was over, we were all going to our cars. And she came up to me and she said, can you help me? I need to get to this place right here. And she shows me a piece of paper. And it, as I would say, out of my way. But I've learned that God goes out of his way a lot of times for us. And it was so interesting because we were all coming from prayer and so many people were saying, that's out of my way, that's out of my way. And I said, oh, my God, I bit off more than I can chew because I have a radio program that comes on at 11, and I don't think I can get you to your destination and get back to my studio in time. And I kept hearing the Lord urging me and nudging me on to drop her. And she started saying, oh, my goodness, you saved my life because, of course, there's snow still on the ground. And she had her coat on, but she still wasn't dressed very properly. And she kept laughing. She said, oh, I will sing for you on your radio program. Do you want me to do that? And I said, no, that's okay. We'll just find this place that you need to check in for tonight, and it'll all be good. And I'm saying, God, you are amazing. Because I what I'm saying is that when we spend time in God's presence and he take us in out-of-the-way places, it ends up being more of a blessing for us than the person that we're giving the blessing to, because he says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And what I'm trying to say is that I think sometimes that in those dark places, that great while before day where you can get up and you hear his voice and you're sensitive, you begin to sensitize yourself to what he instructions he would give you throughout the day. And it's in that quiet time where we can be quiet, hear his voice, and obey when he says, go to the left or go to the right. I thought I had to go to the right because I had a radio program tonight. But he said, no, I want to interrupt you, and you will still make the radio in time. You will still do the program in time, and it will be a blessing. So I said, okay, Lord, interrupt my day, because what am I trying to say? It's when we take the time a great while before day, and we listen, and we are used to hearing his voice, so that when he directs us to go another way altogether, that we are at his bidding. It's not about us, but it's about his bidding. And so Christ knew what it was to get up early in the morning to get instructions for today. And if you remember the one place where he says he went out of his way for the woman in Samaria, you know, he went completely out of his way. It was off of his agenda. But because he had spent time with the Father could nudge him that he had need to go through Samaria, that he had someone waiting for him. And I started thinking, because as I'm looking at everything unfold and I'm seeing the distance that from the church to where this lady had to check in for the night, it was a pretty good ways. And I asked her, I said, how did you get here to church for the service? And she said, it was so cold, I caught bus after bus. And I'm thinking to myself, Lord, help me to be sensitive to your voice. Help me to be sensitive that when I get up in the morning, I'm just not chattering, chattering, chattering. But I will lay out my requests before you, and then I will wait to hear you and give me instructions. So that when you nudge me throughout the day, I will not be dead set on an agenda when you want to interrupt my day and tell me to go to the left or go to the right. And I just thank God for that. And I think that as we spend more and more time seeking God, being available, getting up a great while before day, that we will begin to see God pour out blessings for us that literally there will not be room enough to receive them. The early morning is favorable for study, but it is especially dear to God and to his angels. How do you prepare for daily assignments? That was, I see, as one of my assignments for today. And what if, just what if I was one of those talkers and I didn't take time to listen or to feel the Lord nudge me? And even though I'm spending hours in prayer, but the only one that's talking is me. That's not a conversation, because prayer is a two-way conversation. Prayer is a dialogue. It's not where you talk, and nobody has an edge in except you because you're talking. Oh, my God. I'm so excited because I see now when God is trying to nudge us to go to the left as opposed to go to the right, he wants to use us. But we have to be sensitive enough to step down and reflect back on the day. And because we were able to get up early and spend time with him, we don't have to wonder if this is what would be pleasing to him. We will be so sensitive and know that this is what he has chosen. He has chosen that good part for us. And as we take our time, as we spend time in his presence, we will be a blessing to those that come across our path. We, when he says go through Samaria, we won't be arguing, why am I going to Samaria? We won't be like Jonah. We won't be like Jonah when he says go to Nineveh, and we're arguing, why should we go to Nineveh? Why? We will be obedient, and we will be sensitive enough to know that someone is waiting for us at that place. And I look back on tonight and I thank God. I thank God that I was obedient. I thank God that I didn't say that's out of my way and that I have to rush home and to do this great work. When the greater work, understand what I'm saying, when the greater work was to give this lady a ride in what, a foot of snow, because the night was cold and the buses were not running. But I was in that place of prayer and coming out of prayer, and to say that, you know, I don't have time or it's out of my way, how can that be the love of God? Please, let's get to the place where we don't become so religious and so into prayer that when we're coming out of prayer and God is saying, now is the time to answer someone else's prayer, and I want to use you. Think of it. I was literally an answer to her prayer because she said, I don't know how I would have gotten here without your help. May God make us sensitive to what he's doing, to what he's saying, so that we can be a blessing to many. And we may not see it immediately, but as the day unfolds, we will literally see that God is faithful. So put it on your agenda and start getting up a great while before day so that he can give you instructions. And as he gives you instructions and as he gives you his agenda, you will be able to follow it to the letter. And it's okay if you go through Samaria, because you will be answering somebody's prayer and God will be using you. I thank you. Thank you so much, and I look forward to the broadcast. As we get into 2016, we will be talking and sharing with you about prayer. We have some exciting guests that are coming up in the next couple of weeks, and they will be talking with us about prayer and some of the activities that will be coming in the near future. And also, if you like, we will have a chance to, or you will have a chance to be able to call in and talk with us. And so probably for the next broadcast, we'll be sending out announcements over Twitter and over Facebook and over Instagram. And you can join us, share your testimonies with us and how prayer is impacting your life. You can give up a couple of hours of sleep. You will see great results. You will be so happy that you did. See you next time. God bless.